Vineyards on KX93.5. Yep, that's us, KX93.5. We are Laguna Beach's only FM radio station. And, you know, we like to be in the community. It's very important to be part of the community. That's the whole point, really, of the whole thing. That's why we're in Laguna Beach, is to be part of the community. Of course, the town is famous for its arts festivals in the summertime. Festival of Arts, Art Affair, and most famously, of course, the Sawdust Festival. Star Shields is here to talk about himself on the radio. Hello, Star. How are you, man?
Good, mate.
Yeah, thanks
doing,
for coming
well.
In.
Love it.
Star's famous because, you know, if you've been to the Sawdust Festival, you know who Star is, because he's the guy that does the face painting right up at the back right-hand corner of the festival. What a thing to get into. Because you're not selling a thing to take away. You're selling pretty ephemeral work, aren't you?
Oh, we do. I actually do sell other things like T-shirts and metal pieces and art pieces. But yeah, mostly face painting and
I didn't know
tattoos.
That.
Yep.
I haven't paid attention, have I? You see, I should have done more research.
Oh, we got girls' tops.
Right. Really, yeah. I see. And you what? And you use the same material to spray on the T-shirts as you do on the faces? No, you can't.
No. Different
stuff.
Yeah.
When did you get into the face painting thing?
Oh, about 1979, actually.
That's how you... How did you think of it, even?
We were doing a fashion show for my Rainbow Fashions, and I decided to paint rainbows on the girls' faces, the models' faces, to match the rainbow dresses.
Yeah.
And then one thing led to another. People started saying, hey, paint me. And then next thing another, handing me money. And, oh, there's lines. Okay, we better do this.
Right.
And it just kind of evolved and kind of invented a monster, actually, because now it's all worldwide. Airbrush face painting is worldwide.
It's become a huge thing, yeah. Did you have the equipment already, the airbrushes and all that stuff?
Right.
You had it already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just doing shirts for many years, stage clothing and shirts for people. And in the early Sawdust as well, 1973 was our first year. We had a spaceship booth within the old rustic, funky frontier kind of stuff, barnwood.
1973, so that's what, that's 41 years ago.
That was my first year, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Were you living in town? You must have been.
At the time, yeah, right.
Yeah. We were. And are you sort of, where are you from originally?
Hollywood.
You're from Hollywood?
Born in Hollywood.
All right, so you'd been down to Laguna a bit, and what, did you just think it was a cool place to live, or how did you wind up living here?
Well, I came down in 1970 to help out my friends with the infamous Laguna Christmas Festival in the canyon, and we just kind of just joined in the crew in that one, and it just kind of one thing led to another, and I ended up here.
How was it infamous?
Well, because the entire town was sealed off with 20,000 hippies invading the canyon. It made national news and. Yeah, it was. They were afraid it was going to be another Woodstock,
right?
But it was just a free festival. It wasn't going to be Woodstock. But anyway,
the town was really like that, though, wasn't it? And it's a funny thing that it's there's no museum here to those hippie times. There will be eventually one day. Somebody will go, right, we're going to build a museum to this or some sort of monument.
Stories have been written, yeah, but mostly it's forgotten or they don't want to remember it.
Right, I think that perhaps the sort of...
Everybody's turning conservative,
the
you know.
The powers that be, yeah. Maybe they've got some fear, but it's an incredible part of Laguna's history. And I'm slightly irritated that there's not, you know, any sort of...
Right.
Any sort of memory paid to that in the town. There's a lot of surf monuments and waves and stuff like that, but there's no... there isn't, a, you know, anything like... There's no LSD monument in Laguna.
Well, you know.
Let's play a record and we'll talk about about your work. We'll talk more about your work and what's happening at the Sawdust this year. Star Shields is here with me. It's Jason. I'm Jason Fetty on KX93.5.
Stay with me.
There on KX 93.5. That's brand new music. That's what that is, from 2014. A track called Fanfare. And thanks to Mookie for finding such great tunes for us to play on the radio. There's some serious now. I'm talking to Star Shields here from the Sawdust Festival, who does the face painting and started out doing other kinds of painting and is just a master of the airbrush down there at the Sawdust Festival. Been there for 41 years. And we were just talking during the join that song, you know. I personally, I think there's some seriousness to it, because whatever your history is, I understand that there's some ambivalence, especially when there's sort of there's a whole bunch of silliness, some criminality, some drugs in our history of Laguna Beach, but it is our history, and there's probably something, there's something great about it. It shouldn't be ignored. I always think that when you burn history books, you know, even if it's metaphorically, that's not a good thing if you ignore history. So that's what I think, Star. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that it's part of the reason why I've come up with reviving the Oracle Odyssey magazine from the 60s.
Oh, now let's talk about that. Yes, you've got a magazine which is used to was alive in the 60s and now has been revived. You want to talk a bit about that?
Well, it was just a labor of love mainly. We have two issues out, and we don't have real big distribution yet, but we're working on it. They got an amazing crew of people and artists that are pitched in, and very much of a group effort. And it's just to bring a higher consciousness to the world, if we can, in our small way, through art and poetry and great writing.
Well, the magazine itself is at oracleodyssey.net, and it sounds the way it's spelled, oracleodyssey.net.
Right.
And it really does hark back to a different and more psychedelic time, doesn't it?
We're sort of just bringing it more up to date with newer artists, some of the old artists, some of the new artists. We're actually bridging the generations.
Well, people are very interested in that time, I think, and there's certainly a whole... I just was up in San Francisco, first time I'd been there.
Oh, brilliant.
And up there, this is what I'm saying about Laguna. Up there, they look at that time, and if you go to Haight-Ashbury, which is not the... it's not the place it was in the 60s by any means.
No.
But they take that history and they use it to some sort of marketing thing, and they at least pay homage to it on some level. I'm sure that people that were there at the time say it's just horrible compared to what it was.
But,
you know, actually, a guy, I'll tell you a story. So I'm crossing a crosswalk at Hay Ashbury. You know, there's a crosswalk there, right?
Yep.
So we're walking across the street, and a guy comes at me and the wife, and a guy comes toward us on the crosswalk. And as we pass him, he says, "You want to buy weed?" Right? And I turn around to him and I said, "Do the city pay you to say that? Like, that would be the thing, you know, now that would be the thing. We pay people to do that. You know, look like they would have looked in the 60s, you know, or something like that." We didn't buy any weed from the guy.
Oh.
We were looking for a place to have breakfast.
They actually have a tour bus that takes you around on a virtual tour, and they have shades that go down in the window, and they show TV screens of how it was, how it looked back then.
Really?
Yeah, it was really pretty funny.
How long? It didn't last very long. The peace and the love and the sort of community thing up there didn't last very long, did it? I mean, it broke down famously.
I think it was co-opted by the CIA and the government, actually.
Do you really?
Absolutely. They had people that were instigators come in there and join groups and try to disrupt them.
Huh.
And the CIA financed a lot of early movements back then just to create a riff.
To cause problems.
Right.
I can see why they would want to do that. But of course, the drug scene was pretty gnarly, and there was, you know, once people start doing more heavy narcotics, things tend to, you know, go downhill, I would think, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
It got pretty nasty.
But the Oracle Odyssey magazine is online at oracleodyssey.net, and you can find Star's airbrushing skills at starshields.com. We were just talking about the website. Some of the kids on the website are now 15 years old. They're all grown up, but the work looks beautiful. And you do Michael Minutoli, don't you, in the summer? Michael the greeter.
Oh yeah, all the time. He's one of our big fans, and he promotes the Sawdust Festival a lot by just being with his face and sending people over.
Yeah,
he sends a lot of people over to the Sawdust. Yeah,
yeah.
We all enjoy him over there too.
We love playing at the Sawdust. The musicians love playing there.
We love having you there too. You're one of our favorites.
Oh, well, thank you. No, it's really good fun to be there, and just it's the kind of thing where I've been around the world, you know, playing and lived in different places. This is a unique thing, the Sawdust Festival.
It truly is, yeah. And there's many treasures, not only the art, but the people themselves, the exhibitors. Some of our exhibitors are just such treasures. You cherish them, you know.
Yeah.
And they all have something to say, and they all have a viewpoint, and it's just magic. It's a special event. And I would like to have more exhibitors show up and show their faces more often. A lot of them just stay home and do their stuff. They're shy. But the ones that are there all the time, we would have a great time.
There are some incredible characters. They're allowed to express themselves in all different kinds of ways. And you're right. We do cherish them, absolutely. It's just it's an anti-corporate place. It's the opposite of any kind of corporate thing you've ever been to. And you know, long may it rain, my friend.
We're a little bit corporate, but it's just for the benefit of promoting it and you know, going with the times. But there's still an eclectic element there always.
Yeah,
we always have that part of it.
It's in the personalities of the people, actually.
That's it.
You know, that's right. You do have to compete, and there's a certain amount of branding going on, and, you know, changes are afoot, I'm sure, but it's really in the people and the artists that are there, and everybody's got their own little space, and they're there to show off what they can do and express themselves in whatever way they see fit. So it's brilliant down there, Star. Thank you for coming in, man.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it a lot, and I hope to see everybody at the Sawdust, including you.
Yeah, oh, no, I'll be there, absolutely. I'll come up and visit you. Star Shields at the back of the Sawdust, the back right-hand corner near the water wheel thing.
That's it.
Are you right next to Missy and with the little dolls and stuff? Is that where you're at?
Yeah, Missy is our resident fairy. She makes our little fairies out of porcelain, and she's really great, and her daughter... Glow is fantastic.
Yeah.
We just have a real good time back there.
It's a little magic back corner of the Sawdust, that, for kids, for sure. So drag your kids kicking and screaming up to the back there. I'm sure that it'll be a good experience for everybody. Star Shields on the radio, KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM, trying to do our bit to promote what's going on in the community here in town.
Good on you.
Thanks, Star.
Thank you.
Good luck, man.